And time for our Monday Catechesis with Father Solly Mphela.
Our catechesis this morning is on the readings of the first Sunday of Advent. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, yesterday we marked the first Sunday of Advent, which not only marks the beginning of the season of Advent, the time of preparation of the upcoming celebrations of Christmas, but also the beginning of the new liturgical year cycle. And therefore, as we began this new time of season, all of us are reminded, as we begin our preparation for the joyful celebration of Christmas, that we should renew our determination and commitment and live our lives in the manner that is truly pleasing to God and worthy of Him. As we have begun this new liturgical year yesterday, our mindset should be improving and not remaining in the same way we have been doing things all this while, especially if we have been distant ourselves away from God. In the first reading of yesterday, we heard from the book of the prophet Isaiah, in which the reassuring vision of Isaiah was told to us in all that God has revealed to him to be told to his beloved people, who at that time had been suffering lots of setback, suffering humiliation, suffering struggles and challenges, all mainly due to their own disobedience and lack of faith in him. Contextually, the prophet Isaiah was sent to the people of the southern kingdom of Judah to help guide and assist them in their ways in returning to the Lord after many of their ancestors have been living a long period of disobedience and disregard for the law and commandment of God. Their disobedience and sins have separated them from the fullness of God's grace and blessings, and they faced the consequences of their disobedience as their fortunes turned downhill. And about that time, the northern kingdom of Israel was also attacked, conquered, and destroyed by the forces of Assyrians, who destroyed their cities and capital Samaria and brought many among the people to exile in distant lands. Then the king of Assyria, Sennacherib, also came up with a great and vast army to attack Judah and Jerusalem itself. And this same king mockingly spoke ill of the Lord and the people's faith in him, boasting that his armies and forces have crushed and conquered countless nations and states, overthrowing their god and idols. But God rebuked the Assyrian king and gave him a fitting punishment for having boasted in such a manner and for raising his hand against the people of God, as he sent his angels to decimate the Assyrian army, sending King Sennacherib back to his lands in great shame. Therefore, it was against this background and the other historical evidences that the Lord reassured his people, all of those who remained faithful to him, that all of their trust and faith in him were not misplaced, and that they will indeed rejoice in the end with him, because God, who is always ever faithful and loving to all those who are true to him, will be rewarded and will be guided by him in the right path, to the path of vindication and fulfillment. The Lord was always with his people, even in their darkest and most difficult moments, and the time of his renewal will eventually come, and the people really needed to put their faith and trust in their Lord and Master, instead of continuing with their rebellion and disobedience. And God himself also revealed that he will also gather all the other nations and peoples, and that his salvation and grace will not be limited only to the Israelites, as ultimately all the children of the mankind are precious beloved and dear to the Lord. Through Israel as the first example, ultimately all the people of all the nations will be gathered together to praise the Lord their God, and all the people will be called to come to the presence of God to be reconciled and reunited once again with their most loving and compassionate God, their Creator, who has always desired to be reunited with those whom He had created generously out of love, but have been scattered and lost to Him due to our disobedience and sins against Him. From the second reading yesterday, which was taken from the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the church and the faithful people of God in Rome, we were reminded by St. Paul that the time of the reckoning of our lives and the coming of God's salvation, while it may not be as immediate as what St. Paul and the Apostle back then thought of, but it may be sooner than what we expected or may expect. Ultimately, the reality is such that no one save that of the Lord Himself known when the exact moment of the Lord's second coming and the end of the world and time, as we all know it, which is known in parousia, the end of times, are prophesied and predicted, revealed and shown to us through the servants of God. And what we can be very sure of is the fact that the Lord will come again at this time of His choosing. And what is most certain is the exact time that will happen. That is why we have to be always ready and alert, vigilant and prepared at any time, so that whenever we are expected to commit ourselves to the Lord and account for our actions and works of this life, and including even our failures to act whenever we are capable of, and when we have been given the perfect opportunity for, that is where we need to realize that we have to account for all of that before the judge of all the living and the dead in the end. All of us are sinners, imperfect and unworthy of God, and yet at the same time, God is so infinite and boundless in His mercy and compassion that He has given His love and mercy towards us without end. Then lastly, from our gospel passage yesterday, taken from the gospel according to St. Matthew the Apostle, the Evangelist, we heard the similar message from the Lord Jesus telling His disciples of the certainty of what will happen one day, the coming of God's salvation at the end of time, the reckoning which will happen at the time of God's choosing. When this will happen, in the most unexpected of time and moment, which is likened in a simple parable and comparison with how no one will have known when a thief will break into a house, and hence the owner of the house ought to be always vigilant, ready and prepared against all eventualities. Essentially, those who failed to plan and prepare, they are all planning and heading to failure and doom. And that is why each and every one of us are reminded that as we enter into the new season, the season of Advent, being a time of spiritual rediscovery, time of renewal, time of reconnecting ourselves with God, we are all called to turn once again towards the Lord. If our lives have been hectic, if our lives have been busy, and if we have been distracted by our numerous commitments, responsibilities and attachments in the world, then we are reminded to keep our focus firmly directed towards the Lord, who ought to be the center and the focus of our whole lives and existence. We should not forget the presence of God in our lives and remember that no matter what and no matter how difficult things may be for us, the Lord will always be present in our midst, supporting and strengthening us in our journeys in life. And as we reflect upon the words of the sacred scriptures yesterday, which we have received, we are reminded of the first Sunday of Advent, that each and every one of us should make good use of this time, season and opportunity for us to prepare ourselves well, not only for the upcoming Christmas season, which we are surely going to celebrate joyfully and wonderfully, but also for the ultimate coming of our Lord, His second coming, given the dual nature of this Advent season, which commemorates both the first coming of Christ that has happened 2 millennia ago, and which we celebrate in Christmas, as well as the expectation of the parousia, the second coming of our Lord and Savior, which has been promised to us and which will certainly happen in due time. Let us all, therefore, my dearly beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, live our lives courageously and worthily of the Lord, doing our very best in each and every moment in life. Let us continue to do our best to be good and worthy examples of our Christian faith in each and every action, in each and every word, in each and every deed, in all that we do for the greater glory of God. Let us all shine brightly with the light and hope of our Savior. May the Lord be with us always, and may He continue to encourage and empower all of us to be His faithful and committed disciples and follow us in all times and circumstances, becoming shining beacons of His light and hope to everyone we encounter, now and always. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless, protect, and guide you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Father Solim Pela, for this great Monday catechesis.